Welcome back to the Energy Roadmap Podcast. I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're enjoying this podcast. This is setting you up for our workshop on Friday, October 24th. In our workshop, we're going to talk about the different energy types in human design, and we're going to talk about the different ways that people make decisions. There is so much information, but I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. What I would like you to do is to notice. Just notice what resonates with you. And if it doesn't resonate with you, come back to it later. Maybe you get your chart beforehand and you look through it and you read it, but really it's not about just, this is not a test. This is not school. You're not going to be tested on this information. I want you to notice what comes up in your body, what feels like so affirming. That's what I want you to notice. So don't take in everything and then feel overwhelmed, because it can feel overwhelming. You're learning something new, but the interesting thing is your body already knows this. So I'm going to talk about the energy types, and I'm going to talk about how our decision-making authorities work. And that's for the entire population. You in particular have one energy type and one decision-making authority. And I want you to pay attention to those. I want you to pay attention to the types and the authorities of maybe people in your family. So because the more you start to understand them, that can actually start to help you understand yourself better, which I find so absolutely powerful. So our energy types are how our energy interacts with the world. You have one type. It's how you are wired to operate in this world. This is how you are naturally designed, how you are naturally born to be. We talked about that frequency before, that energy before in the first episode. So this is like your natural way of being. You don't need to do anything to be that person or to be that energy. What happens is we're operating in the world and we're going about our business. We're raised by our parents. We go to school. We're around people. We get information and things from teachers. And then when we're out in the world as adults and we're with coworkers and we're part of systems, and it's giving us all these expectations, and all those expectations actually turn into conditioning, which takes you a little bit away from that natural place. So how often when you were a kid were you told, maybe as a woman or someone identifying as female, that's not how a girl works, or that's not how a lady operates. This is how a lady should be. Of course, we are all bombarded with these ideas of how we should operate. I remember back in elementary school, this was the middle of the 1980s, so this is dating me, but I kind of love this because it came up when I was starting to think about this podcast episode. And what you did in our town in the middle of the 1980s was go to etiquette class. Yes, etiquette class. Learning how to properly sit as a lady. Learning how to properly eat at a nice restaurant. I learned which fork was which. I learned which way the knife goes and the spoon that sits next to it and the spoon above the plate. I learned... which glass is the right glass? Because if you've been to a fancy restaurant, you know that there are multiple glasses on the table and you're like, what is all of this? Now, did this help me function in the world better? No. Did it help me when I went to a nice restaurant? Yes. But did it help me in everyday life? Not really, because I didn't get to go to really fancy restaurants. And honestly, did crossing my legs a certain way make me a better person? No. It gave me a lot of conditioning on how I should act, how I should be. And notice I said should. Should is a big word for the people I work with. I should be doing that. I should be doing this. I should be doing it this way. I should be there by now. I am constantly saying to people, do not should on yourself. Because those shoulds basically are telling us that we are not acceptable. We are not okay. There is something about us that is broken because we are not where we should be. When I learned that from one of my teachers, it so hit me hard. And now my husband will call me on it about my shoulds. And even my clients will say, oh my gosh, Erica, I'm so sorry. I'm shoulding on myself, aren't I? All of that shoulding is our conditioning. And think about it. It's what's knocking us off that fine-tuned energy. Remember in the first episode, we talked about that clear radio dial? When we're tuned in just right, it's like nice and clear. But when you're on the other side of it, in this conditioning, it's staticky. And honestly, about 99% of people are operating on that staticky side. It doesn't matter which side. It's just static. We're listening to all the things coming at us of who we think we should be. It's no wonder we have so many unhappy people. We're giving in to the who we should be. And social media has really amplified this. It has made it so hard. Our kids are bombarded with messages of who they should look like, how they should look, how they should smile. I mean, you can tell from the photographs of little girls, whether they were raised around other girls who were exposed to this proper way or the fun way of taking a picture. How many smoochy face pictures have you seen? I mean, peer pressure is very real, even in the youngest kids. And that's just part of growing up, but it's also how you can start to see their conditioning. You see it most in that kid that was like that artsy kid when they were younger, and then they grow up to be this straight-laced lawyer. Not that there's anything wrong with lawyers. I have some lawyers in my life, and I love them dearly. We need them in the world. But what it makes you wonder, what have they abandoned in who they truly are just to be accepted? I mean, really, honestly, we all want to be accepted. We all want to be loved. We all want to belong. But we don't want to do it if we are operating out of our natural frequency and giving into that conditioning and operating out of that conditioning, which keeps us in those static dials as opposed to coming into that clearness. Teenagers are perfect examples of trying on these new identities, trying on different ways of being. They are meant to experience, but their brains can be so elastic. But what happens when we teach them and we don't allow them to be that way? That's conditioning. We're forcing them into the staticky zone. And as an adult, I am sure you can think back to parts of yourself that are so conditioned, you don't even think about it anymore. Or maybe you do because you look in the mirror and you're like, yeah, maybe my mom was right. Maybe that hairstyle did look good on me. Or the lady in the clothing department at the department store. Oh my gosh. We all have that woman that said, honey, that's not a style you should wear. Oh. And I know I'm dating myself with the department store reference, but that was part of growing up in the 80s and the early 90s. The mall, the department stores, even Target is telling us what is cool and fashionable. And there's a difference between fashionable and being conditioned and being yourself. There's also this decision-making conditioning that happens with us. You learn how to make decisions in your family. Your parents teach you how to make decisions. You're taught the best way to decide. But honestly, that might not be the right way for you. I don't know how many times I made a decision and then I thought, oh my gosh, is there a way I can get out of this? Can I be sick that day? Can I not have to give that presentation? Or I don't really want to do this. But I made decisions with my mind because that's what I was taught. And then I learned about human design and that I needed to sleep on my decisions. Oh my gosh. Life changing. I grew up in a family of quick decision makers. I am married to somebody who's a quick decision maker. For me to have to say, I don't know, can I get back to you, was so hard. But now I know that I respond to what's in my body in the moment, and then I sleep on it over time, and I feel so confident in my decisions. There are people that do have an instant decision-making process. They just know. But if they grew up with people who second-guessed everything or were slower decision-making processors, then those people who were quick deciders, were asked, are you sure? How can you be sure about a decision you made so quickly? And that becomes because our parents couldn't imagine being that certain. Or our mothers constantly second-guessed themselves. And that's because of their decision-making authority. All of this conditioning affects how we operate in our bodies. Human Design gives you this manual. What is your true frequency? What is your true self? What is your true decision-making process? So in this workshop, we're going to talk about your energy type. We're going to talk about your decision-making authority and what is true for you so you can operate on a very clear channel, and what is true for also for family members, a partner. It can be helpful to go back and look at your parents too, their decision-making authorities and their energy types. But really, you can't look at everyone else very deeply until you've actually started to learn and study yourself. That things about the other people, that can be good information, and it can help you understand them, and it can help you shift some of your relationships. But really, I want you to focus on yourself. In the workshop, we're going to be talking about the energy type. We're going to be talking about the decision-making authority. And I want you to be mindful and aware that if something doesn't resonate right away, it might be that conditioning you've carried your entire life. So that is our episode today. I will talk to you soon, and I look so forward to seeing you in the workshop.